Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Lincoln.
What did we watch?
We watched Infinity War 2.
Kyle loved it.
Eh.
Kyle loved this movie
eh.
so much.
Eh. Did you love it?
Huh?
You're giving me shit, but... Okay, here's the question. Was it better than Infinity War?
No.
Not at all?
No.
Was it a fine movie?
Yes.
Or a fine Avengers movie?
Yes.
It's hard to say these as standalone movies because they're... You won't get the same out of this if you haven't watched a lot of the other ones.
Couple things before we talk about it.
Spoilers.
Yeah, we're going to talk because really there's no... I mean, not that we ever do like full discussions spoiler free. I mean, sometimes we do if they're like small ones.
But it's rare.
Yeah, I'm not... For anybody that's a new listener or anything, we're going to spoil
We're
going to
spoil
everything.
The fuck out of yeah. Endgame.
Two, I've had a cold, a really terrible cold for last week. Sorry if I sound like shit.
He has too much cum in his sinuses.
Too much cum in my sinuses.
Some weird fetish thing he's doing on the side now.
I've been taking some sick loads to the nasal.
Oh.
Just snorting it up. Because what you do is that you get him right to the point, and then you stick your nostril, and then you get a good snooter.
I love how you put a disclaimer on spoilers, but not you snorting semen. We don't have an adult... Parental content warning. We do on iTunes.
We do, yeah.
We do on iTunes, yeah. So if you're listening on iTunes.
Yeah. Otherwise, if you're a kid, go find someone
go
to
Go fuck
snoot.
Yourself. Tell your goddamn, wake up your goddamn parents. Have them listen to on their own devices. We need the fucking hits.
And we did not see Endgame opening weekend. We're a little late to the party.
We tried.
They fucking sold out at our theater.
We could not get in all fucking weekend.
It was
opening
fucking
weekend.
Ridiculous.
Did you notice they still weren't giving refunds or exchanges on tickets?
Yeah.
It's like, you motherfucker. So they could oversell the theater and be like, sucks to be
yeah,
you.
Yeah, I'd be like, yo, fuck you.
What dickheads.
Yeah, ridiculous. And, again, because our fucking theater refuses to fix the goddamn hole in the fucking movie theater, how can you have... Because we saw this in, like, they're like, oh, this is the big movie theater. Because yeah. They have this one that, like, the screen's, like, bigger than the others. And its
More
sound
seats and
isn't as shitty as the other ones.
You can't hear the rain pouring in the wall when it's raining.
But it has a literal hole in the screen that
yeah.
takes you out of, like, key scenes.
That and the shittiest seats.
Oh, yeah. So, okay. So, I'm going to share my... I figured this out about 2.5 hours through the movie. I finally figured out a technique so that my tailbone is not shattering by the minute because of how shitty these seats are. So if you have shitty seats in your local theater, try what I'm about to say. So I wedged myself. I'm showing Kyle right now. I kind of like brought my knees to my chest, wedged it in like an angle, an acute angle, if you will. And then, like, the seat, it kind of comes up, and then you put it behind your calf, and then you just sit there. It actually worked. It was kind of like a squat.
I just constantly shift my position so that
I was
even
doing that, but I couldn't do it.
Even the discomfort.
Yeah, but the problem is, after a while, everything becomes discomfort.
Because I will tell you, not just because of the seats. This movie, to us, we felt every fucking minute of that 3 hours. I know a lot of people say it doesn't feel that way. It did. And the seats didn't help.
Seats did not help.
It was not the seats' fault. We felt 3 hours.
Yeah.
We felt 3 hours.
I don't know. I offered you that we could go out of town and see, and you didn't want to do it. Where the nice theaters are, with the nice seats.
I didn't
want
to wait that long.
Yeah, but we waited that long anyway.
Well, that wasn't the plan at the time. For our work schedules, it's convenience is why we go here. But should we get into the fucking movie?
I guess.
All right, let's talk about what we liked about it.
Well, first and foremost,
because I do have nitpicks, and I think you agree with them.
I want to start the podcast out like, so I had this weird just kind of like thought when I was looking at, I was cleaning something at work the other day that took a long time, and I want to listen to a full podcast because I had enough time where I could just listen to a whole podcast.
And you didn't listen to ours.
And I didn't listen to ours.
Wow.
You know what?
Wow. Help pay our bills, fucker.
I have to hear your voice.
We make so much money off of this podcast. Remember that time that we made nothing? Remember that?
Oh, you mean now?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. That's crazy.
I'm not begging for money.
No.
Please don't. Please don't do that.
So I was listening to a podcast and I thought to myself, I wonder how many fucking podcasts there are that are about like the Marvel Cinematic Universe.
A lot.
Yeah, did not know that there was that many literally just about these movies.
Yeah.
Which brings a couple of questions to mind. One, how can you have a podcast about just like, what, 27 movies?
Well, how often do they upload?
Like once a week.
Oh.
Like how the fuck, like what do you have to talk about?
You don't.
Are you just analyzing the movie over and over?
If you're delving into the comics.
Yeah, but it's like all about the movies.
Okay. Is there one that goes like issue by issue through the entire Marvel?
Probably.
Avengers?
I don't know. I didn't go that deep into it.
Still, that'd be short because comics aren't long.
So I would like to take a moment and have us start the episode like every single one of those podcasts started. Because
is this just
going to
be a Nerd Crew thing?
Yeah. Well, no. What it was is that every single one started and they were just like, hey guys, oh, it's us. Oh my god, we just got back from the theater. Oh my god, I cried so much, guys. It was everything that I wanted. Oh my god, 11 years, guys. Here we are. So I think we should start the episode like that.
I don't think we should ever start the episode like that.
Yeah, it was fucking kind of embarrassing. Like, I got, like, secondhand embarrassment from it.
For me, there was no tear-jerking moment in this movie.
No.
The one that I could see people were, I will discuss why it wasn't and it shouldn't be.
All right, let's just do spoilers, because I'm not sure what you're talking about. All right,
well,
hold on.
We're doing positives first.
Yeah. Well,
let's make them fucking listen for the negatives.
God damn it.
Bitches. You're going to suffer through this whole thing.
The first positive I have is
people say I'm never positive about these, so I want to start with all my positives, because I have a lot of them.
And I liked this movie a lot, I will say that.
I didn't hate it, but I didn't hate Infinity War either. I was bored by it, and they could have cut a lot. They could have trimmed a lot of fat out of this movie.
What are your positives?
Nebula is my biggest positive. I loved what they did with her character. I really liked her character arc in this movie.
I will agree, but I will say that I don't know if you could pay me to give a shit about Nebula.
I'm not like in her own movie. No, I wouldn't. But yeah. I thought they did. I thought she had one of the better character arcs in this for somebody that you just assumed wouldn't get a big character arc.
Yeah.
I liked her story a lot. I liked the closure with the characters, like Captain America. I liked the closure. Thor. I liked that. I liked that Scarlet Witch fucking did something for once in these goddamn movies. She did something?
Well, okay, so you haven't seen the second movie.
No, did she actually do stuff in that?
She does stuff in it, but that movie is still dog shit.
Okay. No, I liked her. It was brief. Some of these things I'm talking about were like literally 20 seconds of screen time of her doing something. She didn't have a line, I don't... Oh, yeah, she does at the very end.
Yeah.
What other positives do I have, Lincoln? I feel like I have more. Maybe that was
it. Is that it? Is that all you got?
I'll say that. I liked the first 15 minutes of the movie a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And I wish that would have been the movie. But is that the only positives I have? Fuck.
That all you got?
Well, no. They let Scarlett Johansson and Jeremy Renner finally fucking act.
Mm-hmm.
And holy shit, I cared about their characters a little bit.
Wow, that's crazy.
Because they're really fucking good.
Especially Jeremy Renner.
He's a great actor.
Yeah.
And wow, you gave him emotion and a story and motivation. And I wanted more of Hawkeye all of a sudden. Like, whoever thought they'd say that? And Black Widow, I'm like, oh, where's this been? Especially if you remember how bad her acting is in Infinity War. She is bad in that.
It's just like...
And you have to go out of your way to make Scarlett Johansson a bad actress.
Yeah, you just got to give her shit lines. And
yeah,
no
make
direction.
Her not care and like beat her with a whip. I don't think that's true that she was beat. I think the Russo brothers are very nice people.
I know nothing about them. I know nothing about their lives, their fetishes.
I just don't want to start headlines and say Russo brothers whip Black Widow. Because, you know, headlines wouldn't ever call her by her name. They'd call her Black Widow.
Yeah, that's true.
Because people wouldn't know who the actress is. She's just, that's Natasha. Her name's not Scarlett.
Is that all the positives you got?
I'm sure there's more and they'll come up. But right. The character development, I thought the character work was done well.
Yeah.
All right, I'll get into my big positive, which will lead into my negatives, but you can do yours too. I loved the, at the beginning, how they really dug into the guilt of the characters. And I love the anger murder of Thanos by Thor.
We have not said spoilers yet, Kyle.
Yes, we did. It was the first fucking thing we said.
Nope, we didn't say spoilers because we said you wanted to do...
Anyway, I like that, but they just kind of throw that out the window. You go from the guilt. I know that's Thor's thing, is his internal fucking guilt. But you go from the guilt and that they failed to bumbling comic fat relief, like in the very next time you see him.
Yeah.
I didn't like the shift in the characters.
You didn't like that?
No, because I guess that was that would have been a better movie instead of them just redoing Infinity War.
Mm-hmm.
What were your positives, Lincoln?
I have many positives, Kyle.
Well, go for them.
Many positives.
I'm sure I'll have more. I know there's more.
So, this one's kind of like a positive negative, if that makes sense. Because it's just about how I think that this was a fantastic job at just kind of like closing the door on these characters.
It was a fitting end to this drawn out Avengers saga.
Yeah. For the individual characters that are not going to be around anymore, fitting clothes for the ones that are basically becoming new up and coming characters, it's good open. It's fine.
I don't think it's a good open for all of them in the Avengers.
Well, I mean, I'm talking
We'll talk about Captain Marvel.
Oh, I wasn't referring to Captain Marvel when I was saying that.
You shouldn't. Okay, we'll talk about
that. No, like, you know, new Captain America and Black Panther.
Do people give a shit about him, though?
He's a good actor. He's just
but the character in the movies. Has anyone ever gave a fuck about Falcon?
No, and that's why I hope that when he is Captain America, he actually has an opportunity to actually be able to act and actually, I don't know, be a cool guy. Cool dude. Fucking stupid character. Who gives a shit? You fucking fly around.
Of all the Avengers like, to put in, you put in Falcon.
It's kind of like, because I have to talk about X-Men every episode. It's kind of like how I've never been super into Angel, because I always thought he was just fucking lame. It's like, cool, so your mutant powers, you have wings, and that's it. He gets cooler when he comes to Archangel. Yeah. That's a different story.
Yeah, Falcon never gets cooler.
Oh, real quick, so I have a couple of questions for you.
Okay.
One, how bad is this fan casting that I have in my head right now? Because eventually, the Fantastic Four and X-Men are going to be in the Marvel Cinematic Universe. Mm-hmm. It's going to happen.
Yeah,
it's going to happen.
They're owned by fucking Disney now.
I have an idea of who could be Mr. Fantastic that I want to run by you, Kyle.
Is it Ray Romano?
Not Ray Romano. What the fuck? What does he even do anymore?
I don't know.
Just yell in hallways.
Is that your Ray Romano?
Yeah.
That wasn't very good.
That wasn't a good one?
No. I don't know.
I watched fucking his show once.
Yeah, that's rough.
What about John Krasinski as Mr. Fantastic?
He'd bring some life to a character.
Yeah. Think that'd be cool?
Yeah.
Let me hit you with another
Jake
one.
Gyllenhaal?
You know, no, because he's already fucking Mysterio.
I know. Another one. Go ahead.
All right. So I was thinking about Cyclops, right?
Okay.
And I was thinking that John Krasinski could also be Cyclops.
No, we need more Game of Thrones people in there, I think.
No, we don't.
They could bring their coffee on set.
No, let's not. We need... All right. John Cena as Cyclops. Can you imagine it? Because I'm imagining it right now.
No.
Got a boner.
John Cena?
John fucking Cena is Cyclops. Think about it. Boy Scout, John Cena is a Boy Scout. John Cena looks like a cartoon character. Cyclops was a cartoon character. Cyclops can't see things, can't see John Cena.
You got me there. Can they cast Rhino as Rhino?
Yeah. Well, yeah, we can make that
he just
happen.
Just gores people all the time.
Can we cast Sting as Scorpion then?
Yes.
And then Randy Orton as Magneto.
Because of his magnetic personality?
Yes.
Is there any giant dogs?
Yes.
Roman Reigns.
I don't know why. Well, all right, yeah.
He's the big dog. Or you could get Dakota Kai. She's also the big dog.
Is she the big dog now as well?
She's always been the big dog. Yeah.
I thought she was...
She was the big dog on the indies.
Oh. So anyways, Avengers. Yeah. What the fuck was I even talking about? Jesus Christ, I just got myself off track. Oh, yeah.
Fitting end.
Fitting end. I just don't know if it was the fitting movie for it.
No, I feel like you could have trimmed fat out of this and Infinity War and done it in one movie. And I think it would have been more impactful.
See, I don't know about Infinity War trimming it down. Because the thing with Infinity War, like... Because I had... And we've talked about it briefly on different episodes, but it's probably this.
Okay, make Infinity War.
This is the episode to talk about.
Make Infinity War the 3-hour movie and just put the last act of this in.
Yeah.
Because the first two acts of this are. Well, the first act is the normal, got to get the gang back together. Mm-hmm. And the second act is, let's undo Infinity War. Like, you could have trimmed the second act out of this.
So, Infinity War is an interesting movie because it's one of the only ones that we've done that I've had a complete change on. Pretty much like a Boyhood change, in my opinion, because I did not like Infinity War when I saw it. I thought it was too long.
It was too long.
Fucking boring. I just didn't give a shit about anything. And I don't know why I hated it so much at the time.
I just thought it was boring.
Yeah.
But it was a better movie than this.
I rewatched it out of sheer curiosity a year later. And I fucking loved it. I don't know what happened. I don't know where the change came from.
I don't know.
But I really loved it, and I think it's one of the best of the Marvel movies. And it's probably second best because nothing will dethrone the first Captain America movie for me.
You should watch the second Captain America movie.
No. They'll probably fucking think that's better. But it's just, that was such a tighter movie. It was such narratively better. My biggest disappointment with this movie is the completely unsatisfying ending with Thanos.
It shouldn't have happened.
I don't...
By bringing him back, so this movie's all about time travel, which we both are iffy on when it's done seriously. Like, if it's not done seriously, like, I haven't seen it, but I assume like Hot Tub Time Machine, I probably wouldn't hate the time travel in it too much. Mm. Bill and Ted, Happy Death Day to you. Like, and they at least tried to, it's alternate dimensions is what it creates. It doesn't change the future. So they covered their ass there for things. But still, I don't think they follow that rule all that well.
Well, they don't follow the rule all that well. And also, they kind of just...
Like, are we going to explain how there are two Captain Americas now? Because he goes back in time and stays there. But we've already established that the other Steve Rogers is still there.
Well, yeah, and then also, like, in that timeline, now that there was the Steve Rogers that was married to Peggy, but also in the same timeline that they're on, Peggy died a widow, or not a widow, but without Captain America. Again, that's the problem with when you do, like, time travel shit. It fucks everything up.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of it. I think it's kind of lazy.
I just don't... I mean, here's the thing. I think it's the smartest thing for this movie to do that. It makes complete sense to me of why they would have that.
I just wish they wouldn't have brought Thanos back.
Exactly.
When he's killed in the beginning, just leave him gone. And make this, give them new obstacles when they go and get the stones again.
Well, yeah, because the thing with Thanos is that he's such a compelling character. And he had, like, a complete character arc. And it was over.
Yeah.
He succeeded in his mission. He goes back to a Shrek farm and then he dies knowing that he destroyed the stones and that's it.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know what more needed
to happen. By having the past him come back, he just redid Infinity War and just flopped roles.
Well, and then it was past him comes back and is just another generic villain at the end. Like, there's nothing
different about him. Specialness come from for him.
Well, yeah, and the thing that makes Thanos so interesting is how complex he is, and then you bring him back minus all of the complexity for no reason.
I mean, a big thing is Infinity War gives him so much emotion. Like, we'll talk about the parallel scene, but with him and Gamora when they're getting the Soul Stone. I thought that was such a great scene for him in Infinity mm-hmm. War. And then this one, instead of having any emotion or anything, he just goes, I just don't like any of you. Here's my army.
Which, I will say a counterpoint to that that you can make, but I don't necessarily 100% agree with.
You're going to make a counterpoint that you don't agree with?
I'm just saying it's a counterpoint that someone would make.
Okay.
Is that Thanos did not, that version of Thanos did not go through the sacrifice that the other Thanos did. Of Gamora, of being humanized. So this is basically like heel Thanos.
But it's boring Thanos.
It is very boring Thanos. And that's why I would...
He went to Steppenwolf levels of, I don't give a fuck
about
him.
And that's the thing, like, I get it, because of course everybody's going to be upset that they went to... Like, if they didn't do that, people have been like, oh, I really wish that there was a giant battle against Thanos and they beat him for closure for that. People would want that. And that makes sense of why they would keep Thanos as the villain. But it doesn't mean you should.
Yeah. I know people wouldn't like it, but to me, the best movie you had here was their guilt, their failure, their struggling with that. I thought that was great in the beginning.
It's like a scab.
But then it just goes away.
It itches.
You've got, like,
you want to rip it off.
You got fucking Bruce Hulk.
Oh, fuck that. Okay, so.
That was terrible,
holy
by
shit.
The way.
I'm so glad that you brought that up, because I might not have talked about it. That was so frustrating, because we've had this whole thing of the Hulk with his internal conflict with himself.
It's all resolved off screen.
And it's resolved off screen. Excuse me, what the fuck?
Yeah, I hated that. But you've got him, like, talking about how he failed and he's guilty, and they go, it's not your fault. And he goes, it was. And then immediately kids come over and he says the line, dab on him. Like, you're shifting. Like, are you guilty or not, dude? Now you're dabbing with kids.
I will say I've.
Well, did you like him dabbing on him?
I think of all of the characters, the one that I least like the movie version of is the Hulk. I really just don't. Because it just, I don't know.
I did not like anything about him in this movie.
I mean, Mark Ruffalo is a great actor,
but
God
I don't
damn,
mean
do
big
they miss
green
the,
Mark Ruffalo.
Do they miss the fucking point of that character?
Yeah, it's no, I didn't like Hulk in this one at all.
It's just frustrating with certain things about the Marvel Cinematic Universe, because they get something so right. Like, you know who I'm going to miss? You know who I'm honestly, like, legitimately going to miss?
Vision.
I already fucking, you know, at the end of the movie.
I forgot he was in it until
yeah,
Scarlet Witch mentions it.
At the end of the movie, when she was like, oh, you took something from me. I was like, the fuck did you say? Oh, yeah, that guy.
Yeah.
I'm going to miss Chris Evans as Captain America, because I love Captain America.
He is, like, so fitting for Captain America.
And Chris Evans basically, in real life, just is Captain America. And I legitimately am going to miss him as that character. Because
I'm not going to miss Tony Stark.
I will be.
He's just been around too long for me. Like,
yeah.
And I know this is weird. Robert Downey Jr. looks sickly in this.
He's fucking old.
He just looks so scrawny.
I think that was on purpose because he was in space for like a month or whatever.
Yeah, I don't know, it looked like I was watching The Machinist with Robert Downey Jr.
Robert Downey Jr. knocked it out of the goddamn park with his acting, though. Holy shit, he was great in this
movie.
Well,
he's a great actor. This movie's full of great actors.
It's great actors that actually had the opportunity to act.
That's the big thing.
Yeah,
because like I don't think Black Widow's ever... Hawkeye, especially, has never been given that opportunity.
Never been given a platform to actually show your craft.
No, and he was really fucking good.
Chris Evans was great.
Yeah.
Everybody was great.
I think... Two of the main actors I love in the roles in the Marvel Universe is Chris Evans and Chris Pratt.
Yeah.
I think he's just the perfect star. Like, you see him and you're like, I don't see that. I go, it's not like Nick Fury. And I go, oh, there's Sam Jackson.
Mm-hmm.
I see Chris Pratt and I go, Star-Lord.
My favorite.
Fucking Sam Jackson.
My favorite
Pepper
of the
Potts,
Marvel.
Pepper Potts.
The Marvel Cinematic Universe is Thor, because.
Chris Hemsworth is. Made that character interesting?
He's made the character interesting. The writing of the character has been so good. He has, like, I wouldn't say the best. I originally said the best, but I kind of retract it. Because I think, obviously, like, Iron Man has the best overall arc. of just like the hero's journey.
Yeah. I mean, it's his movie, yeah. Really.
But Thor has the most interesting character change.
Well, I think that has to do with him, with yeah. Hemsworth.
Giving it life and then going along with it. And I just loved everything that they did with Thor, especially with the guilt and becoming fat.
He's poning noobs at Fortnite.
They finally were able to make a character from the movies that overweight guys with beards can cosplay now.
No, it's fat shaming. They fat shamed it, Blanket.
How is that fat shaming?
Apparently because he was a joke. People are saying it's fat shaming.
Well, he's a joke because the joke is that he used to be a chiseled god and then he became a fat guy.
I feel more, as a fat guy, I feel more intimidated by his chiseled bod.
I just want to eat ice cream off of it.
He looks like melted ice cream.
That was a joke from the movie. It was a callback.
It was pretty funny. Can we talk about Captain Marvel?
Oh, how that she's not an actual character and just a plot device?
Why is she in the movie?
I don't know. It's really frustrating overall because, you know, I saw Captain Marvel and I liked the movie, but I didn't like Captain Marvel. Because I thought the movie infinitely more interesting, like the movie itself and the plot of the movie, than her.
She is worthless in this. She shows up, saves Tony Stark, goes, peace out, I'm gonna fly the universe, and then she shows up at the end. She's Stone Cold in 2019. She comes in, hits her finisher, slams her beers, and leaves. She had no business being in this movie.
It was a weird choice, even having her involved in the movie.
She didn't need to be in this movie.
Because, so Tony Stark, he's in space. You could have had the Guardians bring him in. Like Rocket's able to find him, brings him in. And then destroying the giant thing. Really, we could do anything.
Let Scarlet Witch do it.
Yeah, you could have Scarlet Witch do it. Thor. You could have had a cool moment where Thor
that
and
could
Captain
have been
America.
When Captain America wielded the hammer?
Mm-hmm.
Like, then it could have been, because I have a problem with Captain America wielding the hammer.
Why do you have a problem? I didn't know that you said this after the movie. I don't get it.
There's no weight to it.
It's just a moment.
It just happens.
Because
I think it would have been a bigger...
All it's for is for people like that fucking Marvel Cinematic Universe podcast that I listen to go, oh my god, guys, did you see when Captain America had the hammer?
I think, though, if he did that to, like, kill Thanos, or for a bigger moment than just saving Thor, I think it would have had more impact. Maybe like, oh, that was badass.
Mm-hmm.
But here it's just like, he did it just to do it.
I mean, it was pretty cool. It was still pretty cool.
It was, but it's like, you could have, that could have been a bigger moment.
Mm-hmm.
They Dark Phoenixed it, Lincoln.
I would not say that. It's not, it ain't that deep with the hammer.
But they don't, it's a big moment that they don't do anything with.
See, I don't know. I kind of disagree because, I mean, it's a big moment, but I don't think it's like the biggest moment.
No, but it could have been. You could have taken Captain Marvel out and replaced her with that.
Yeah.
And because it would have been more worth it. Captain Marvel was only there so she could show off her new haircut. Because that was a fucking big deal to people.
I don't know. That's just how she looks in the comics right now. It's fucking stupid. I hate Captain Marvel.
I no business
fucking assassinates the
no Incredible business Hulk. Being in this movie.
I'm gonna spoil all the comics for people now because none of you fuckers
Pepper
read anymore.
Potts gets more screen time than Captain Marvel.
Yeah, you're confused by that part, but that had
I hadn't seen
Iron Man
3. Yeah,
that also has to deal with the fact that the teenage kid that's at the funeral of Tony Stark, that's the kid from Iron Man 3, because the end of it he gives him like his old workshop.
Okay.
So, again, there's an after credits thing that's not a scene, it's just a sound, and it's of, it's like the same sound clip from the very first movie of Tony working on his suit. Speculation is that it's the kid, because he's gonna become Iron Man.
The big thing, is this is not the finale of the Avengers. This is the reboot of the characters.
Yeah, which, I mean, do you expect anything else, though?
No, but I think people did. This is not the finale.
I mean, I think it's the finale of certain characters.
Well, do you think it is of Thor?
It's of what?
Of Thor.
Of Thor? No.
I don't either. Do you think Thor will show up in Guardians?
I hope.
I do too, because I think he's much better in those movies. But they set up a new Captain America. They set up Valkyrie.
They set up Loki having his own little spinoff series.
Yeah.
All of it's smart, though. It's the smartest thing that they could have done. Why Valkyrie, though? Does anybody actually give a shit about that character?
I'd rather see a Valkyrie movie than a Black Widow movie.
But what's cool about Valkyrie?
What's cool about Black Widow?
Scarlett Johansson, she's hot.
That's true.
But Valkyrie's hot, too.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Yeah, but no, they just set up the reboots of the characters, which... It'll never die. It won't die until it stops making money. But considering it's at like $70 billion right now, I don't think that's going to happen.
So I know that you you liked Black Widow. Did you love the scene where they redid the scene from Thanos and Gamora?
No.
See, I actually like that scene. I understand your issue with it, but I like the scene.
They just it's too soon to just redo a scene.
Yeah, but the...
I did get a chuckle out of it because it ties in with something else. At the beginning, Tony Stark refuses to help them. Why? What does he not want to give up?
Oh, his family.
What makes him change his mind?
His family.
Peter Parker. He cares more about Peter Parker than he does his own fucking daughter.
Okay, so here's the thing. I understand what you're saying. I get it.
Hawkeye does the same thing.
So, okay, let me explain. I have counterpoints to this. Because I remember you saying that, and in my head, I was like, I'm going to argue with this about now, but I was like, no, I got to do it on here. Okay. The reason why, and this part is just kind of like my speculation on it.
Okay.
Is that I think that he realizes, like at that point, it's kind of like life being precious, and having kind of like he saw him as his son, and that led him to become a father.
I'm just saying.
It's like the key to it.
They have a very forced love between the two.
I don't think it's like forced, though, because it's shown in the previous movies how much he cares about him. And in the Spider-Man Homecoming movie, that's also a thing. I don't think you saw Spider-Man Homecoming.
No, I don't give a fuck about Spider-Man.
Yeah, it's like a Tony Hawk.
Tony Hawk.
He does some sick grinds. Tony Stark and Peter Parker are kind of like buddy cop movie for a while.
Okay. But still, they kind of do the same thing with Hawkeye. His big motivation.
Here's the thing. And okay. Guilt. Now, this is my counterpoint to that.
His family.
Okay. So he loses his family, right? He wants his family back. But the problem is that he's now just kind of a piece of shit that's just killing people. And he doesn't want his family to see him like that. Mm-hmm. So he'd rather them be back. He'd rather give his life so that his family could be back. That's Hawkeye's whole thing.
Okay. It was still dumb.
Because whole thing when he's battling with Black Widow, he says that, basically.
The dude, again, in another movie, says you have to sacrifice something you love, right?
Yeah.
So they both try to kill themselves.
Yeah.
Would that work?
Yeah, because it's been...
Well, if she jumps off, did Hawkeye sacrifice anything? No. Yeah. She just jumped off.
He sacrificed her.
And, yes, but what they were trying to do was just jump off. That is them.
Well, no, because I think that counts as a sacrifice because the other was not able to stop them. And it's established throughout the whole series that they have like a brother-sister love for each other. So.
Yeah, incest. They fucked. No, I thought it was lazy to just do the same scene again. And convenient. How convenient that they sent those two to there. This is just plot movie convenience.
Well, yeah.
What would have worked if, like, Captain Marvel and Nebula went there?
Oh, yeah, shit. And they'd be like, oh, fuck.
Fuck, we can't get the stone.
Guess we're gonna go back. Yeah, what would they... Captain Marvel wouldn't be able to...
Captain
Marvel would have to throw her cat down there.
I feel like Captain America and Tony Stark knew, and they're pieces of shit. And they do, because Nebula even... They reference that that's where... Thanos went and didn't come back with his daughter.
Mm.
So they knew. So they're like, shit, we need to send the two people that care about each other.
Yeah, imagine if Tony Stark had to go there. And it's like, yeah, just throw your daughter down here.
Do you know what would have been the best combination? Captain America and Bucky. I know Bucky was still vanished.
My Bucky.
I gotta sacrifice Bucky. He would have let the fucking people stay dead. He's like, I can't do it, Bucky. Did Bucky have a line in the movie?
Yeah, it's like the end.
Okay, because I don't remember him speaking. He looks so... He's just a dude with a gun.
You know, I was talking to somebody about...
Did you like the Martha moment when Captain America's fighting himself? And he got him to calm down because he goes, Bucky.
Bucky.
And he's like, Bucky.
I was talking to somebody about how they were confused on why Bucky was not given the shield. And I think it's
because nobody cares about Bucky.
Well, it's kind of twofold. It's like, one, nobody really cares about him. Two, everybody in the U.S. thinks he's a terrorist. And three, in all of these movies, he's very much so looked like that he does not want to fight and is like very unenthusiastically fighting in the last movie.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that would have been a great scene if it was Captain America and Bucky and they had to fight over who was going to sacrifice. That's the best love story in Marvel.
I did enjoy the little Captain America versus Captain America fight. That was fun.
Yeah, it was fun.
Fun little thing.
I'm glad that they did.
A lot of the stuff is just fun.
I was afraid they were going to overdo that in the movie. And they didn't, and I'm glad.
When Captain America, you know, does like the little Hail Hydra thing, that's fun.
I
and it's all like little callbacks.
I like little comic nods, like, they didn't dwell on it.
Well, that, it's cool little nods to...
School buses?
Nods back to things, like, said in previous movies. Like, that one, I felt, was kind of a callback to when Scarlet... I don't remember what movie it was, but Scarlet Witch is telling him that he can't fight his way out of everything, so it shows him actually, like...
Oh, and it was more of a callback to when he joined Hydra in the comics.
That, too. Yeah. I just wish the movie itself was not... I don't know. It just wasn't as tight. And I don't really care that much about time travel stuff. Some of the plot things were just kind of boring.
And some of them were weird choices, like the Gamora thing, I think is a weird choice.
Yeah.
Because one of the best parts of Guardians 2 is her relationship with Star-Lord, and now we're just starting it over. Because it's past Mean Gamora's coming up. Like, mm-hmm. Why are we rebooting?
Well, we're rebooting that, and also, like, they didn't even really talk about it at all, which was weird.
No, a little bit when he's like, I missed you, and she's like, goes, he's the one talking about that. But I'm like, why did they feel the need to reboot Gamora? Maybe that'll explain itself in Guardians 3, and maybe that'll be the point, is getting her back. But then it's like, well, he didn't need to have that.
Because Gamora needs to be our tsundere waifu.
I am so happy for everyone that got a huge payday, though, like Wasp and Drax. Like, they didn't do shit.
You know, I was thinking in the movie about which Marvel movie.
Natalie Portman got paid. She wasn't even there.
Yeah, so I looked that up, and I told you, because I was like, I didn't think she was actually...
because she looked the exact same.
Yeah. They just used B-sides from Thor 2. Yeah, and
then just animated Rocket into it. But can you imagine the paycheck she's getting?
Mm-hmm.
Drax didn't have a line.
He did.
Did he?
Yeah.
Okay. They all had a line.
Everyone got at least like...
Nick Fury did not.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, because he shows up at the very end.
And he got paid a fucking royalties alone. This dude's making bank off a movie he showed up for 10 minutes.
The Marvel movies that I haven't seen... I was thinking about it because there was a couple things I was kind of confused about, and I was like, nah, I probably just...
Well, I will say you should, if you haven't seen it, if you plan on watching this, you should probably watch Ant-Man and Wasp.
Yeah, I haven't seen
there was that. A lot of quick banter about quantum... thing. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, where the fuck is this coming from?
Exactly. Yeah,
he pops out of a van. We're like,
what the fuck? What's happening?
I don't know what any of this is. Of all the movies to make it important to see, Ant-Man and Wasp.
Well, I think that's just their way of saying, see all of our movies, you fucking pigs.
But then the other ones are like, hey, remember this? Let's go back and see this.
Because you haven't seen a lot of them.
No, and I don't plan on it. Yeah. I'm not.
The only ones I haven't seen have been the other Thor movies.
I've seen Ant-Man the first two. I haven't seen the good Thor movie, apparently.
I haven't seen fucking Winter Soldier. That's it.
I like Winter Soldier. I've only seen the first two Iron Man. I've seen all but the second Avengers. It's very strange.
Mm-hmm. You're not missing anything.
Captain Marvel, I haven't seen. Now I'm thinking about it. I've seen a lot of them.
Mm-hmm. I've seen fucking almost all of them.
I haven't seen Thor Ragnarok. I haven't seen the ones people like. They're great. And I'm like, I haven't seen those.
Thor Ragnarok was good enough to where Natalie Portman was like, all right, I'll come back if you want.
Yeah, I didn't see that one. But I've heard great things about it. And with the characterization of Thor in Infinity War and stuff after, it makes me want to watch Thor Ragnarok.
Yeah.
And I do want to see Chris Hemsworth in the Guardians. Because he's really fucking good.
I hope they keep him fat forever.
They won't.
I know.
No, they'll retcon that.
Well, I think what will be cool is that if he's in the Guardians movie, he has like a cool little like music montage moment
of Rocket making him work out.
Yeah.
So what did you think of Iron Man dying?
I thought it was expertly done. I thought his death scene was wonderful.
I hated his one-liner, though.
Which one?
I am Iron Man.
Yeah, but they...
I know, it just... Like, that's what you're going out on, yeah. Tony. That is what you're going out on.
I don't know. I was cool with it.
I think that one-liner fit more than Captain America just going, Avengers Assemble.
Yeah, that was fucking stupid, because it didn't even, like, really make sense. It's not like a battle cry.
Was that the call, then? I did like the imagery of Doctor Strange bringing all the other Avengers back and in. I thought that was cool, to just the visual of it in that dark gray fight.
The fight was underwhelming.
I understand that that's how you want to end it, doesn't want a big battle. But it just seemed Thanos was holding his own just fine.
Yeah.
Just fine.
Oh, so.
Like, he beat him all before. Okay, question.
Yes.
So they established him there because they snap, like, that you can choose who you're snapping away.
Yes.
Why didn't he snap away all the Avengers in the first one? Why didn't he go 50% including all the Avengers?
Because that wouldn't be fair. That's not fair.
But he's an evil being.
Yeah, but, well...
I'm just saying.
He's, like, lawful evil. Like, so if we're going to break down what his kind of, like,
technically, he did take the stronger ones.
Yeah,
except for Captain Marvel.
Yeah, Thanos would be, like, lawful evil. Because while he's doing incredibly evil things, he's doing it for the greater good and, like, his cause.
Yeah.
So I think that if he were to have snapped and been, like, half of everybody and then them, that's not how he rolls.
Should have been. What are the rules of the snap?
What do you mean?
Keeping them from snapping Black Widow back?
Nothing. Well, okay, so...
Like, they never established...
God damn it. Okay, I didn't want to have to go into the fucking dumb shit.
I'm curious.
All right, like, so basically what happens is that you can't really override things that the stones do, even if you have, like, the Infinity Gauntlet.
But, well, they have... What do you mean?
So...
That's exactly what they do, is override what the stones did.
Well, no. What I mean is, like, you can't bring back people that died because of the Soul Stone, even if you have the stones.
What about Vision?
You can't.
He didn't die to the Soul Stone.
Huh?
He didn't die to the Soul Stone.
His whole being was tied to the Soul Stone.
Okay.
So, like, he, as it stands, does not exist without the Soul Stone. So that's why he can't come back.
It's like Gamora can't come back.
And Gamora can't come back because, yeah, they're basically, their souls are, like, inside of the Soul Stone. One thing that didn't really make sense is I'm 99 billion% sure that it's not a thing to just make something that can hold the stones. Like, how fucking Tony Stark made a gauntlet.
Wasn't that the silly scene in Infinity War?
Yeah.
With him forging the gauntlet and
there's
fucking
the whole
Mordor
thing about how that's the only way that you can harness it. And he did, but then they just fucking did it.
Yeah, they just put it in a thing. Two different things. They make a gauntlet for Hulk.
Yeah, and then Tony Stark has it on.
Absorbs them into his thing.
It was weird. Because you're going against the continuity. Which I don't fucking remember in the comics if that's even a thing. But I'm just going by the movie logic.
Well, in the comics, didn't Squirrel Girl beat him?
Yeah, but
he's been beaten a lot, right?
And he has a Thanos copter. This is a fucking helicopter. But I don't talk about the comics at all, really, when I'm...
But
talking
about
these movies.
They're different.
They're so different, it's not even worth making a comparison.
I'm going to assume Captain Marvel does stuff.
Captain Marvel is a fucking piece of shit in the comics.
And there's like 1,000 other Avengers.
Yeah. At this point, who hasn't been an Avenger?
I'm surprised that they didn't wait to get Wolverine in the Avengers.
It'll probably happen eventually. They're going to choose somebody super heart-throbby to be Wolverine, which is really annoying to me.
Be Ryan Reynolds. They'll just confuse everybody.
The Wolverine I'd want is Tom
what
Hardy.
If it's Ryan Gosling?
The Goose? No, fuck that.
I don't want him in those
no.
movies. No, I think Tom Hardy would be the best.
Tom
but he's
Hardy
Venom.
Would be the best. It just needs to be someone short.
But he already is a character in the Marvel
universe. I know, he's
universe,
from Venom.
So.
What sucks is that because Wolverine needs to be short and like stubby.
Danny DeVito.
Danny DeVito would be perfect.
Charlie Day.
No, Charlie Day would actually make kind of a good, like, Mr. Fantastic or something like that.
He'd make a great villain. He was the best. Yeah. What was that movie we watched him in?
Fucking Pacific Rim.
Yeah, he was the best part of that shit that movie. God, that movie was garbage.
Wolverine needs to be an ugly little man. And I don't know why. Like, Hugh Jackman kind of ruined it because of his...
What if it's Adam Sandler?
No, can we not? No, he can be, like, fucking Toad or some shit. Or well, just a Morlock.
He needs to not be in there at all.
He could be, the other day, actually, me and Everett were, like, fan casting all of the X-Men, and I really couldn't think of anybody other than Tom Hardy.
Did you see the list of, like, Avengers happened in the 90s and people cast everybody?
Yeah.
I was like, Ron Perlman as Thanos would be great.
Oh, yeah.
Like, that would have been the perfect fit. Well, you know, we say people can't play two characters, but then you got Josh Brolin, so.
Oh, yeah.
Deadpool's now owned by the same company.
Mm-hmm.
But he's dead, double dead.
What, Thanos?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure. You know, because the thing is, though, is that they have not, in the cinematic universe, they have not brought, like, deities into play yet.
Do you think they will?
I'm not sure, because actually, so I watched an interview of the guy that made the original Infinity. Because
if they were going to, they didn't even in Deadpool.
No, so he was talking about that. The guy that wrote the first Infinity Wars. And, you know, created Thanos and everything. And he said in the interview that Marvel, because they asked him about the different, like, was he okay with the differences in why Thanos did what he did as opposed to the comics of where he was in love with death and that was kind of his whole motivation. And he said, I liked it and I agreed with why they did it. And they did it because Marvel right now isn't sure how movie-going Marvel fans are going to react to deities being in the universe.
And I get that, yeah.
I don't know if they're going to do it. I feel like they probably will eventually, but they'll ease it in, you know?
I just wonder how much farther this is going to go.
I'm just...
Did you like the people, by the way, outside the theater that were afterwards that were talking about how shocked they were when Spider-Man came back?
Yeah.
He has a movie in 2 months.
Oh, so this is great. Oh my God, Kyle, I'm so excited.
Okay. In 2 months, a new Spider-Man movie comes out.
All right, so Kyle first.
Black Panther was dressed like a pimp at the end, dude.
He's fucking sick. Oh,
so sexy. I loved it.
I don't really have that much more to say about Infinity War, but I do have some stuff.
Well, we didn't watch Infinity War. We watched Endgame.
That's right.
Damn. They're not really the same movie, Kyle.
Kyle, what do you want to give it?
I'm going to give it a solid 6.5.
Okay.
Because most of the movie I watched a year ago.
I'm going to give it a straight up just 8.
I think they really forced that. I always talk about the Marvel formula and the Marvel template. And then you literally redo scenes from the previous movie.
Mm-hmm.
And they just, to me, that was them going, hey, look, this is what we do and you love it. Eat it up. Give us your money.
I thought it was a fine ending. I thought it was
a fine end that is probably really good if you're invested in the characters.
Well, that, yeah.
Which
I
am not. And I don't think you truly are either.
I'm invested in characters, but not all of them, really.
I guess my thing is the acting makes me care about the characters, but I don't care if they die. I don't care that Tony Stark died because if you've read comics, all these characters have died like 20 fucking times.
Well, what?
Like, it happens. It's not the end of it. It's not like shocking to me that a comic book person died. Well, no shit. I mean, how many fucking times has Superman died?
Yeah. No, the thing that I kind of equated this to, because I feel like if you don't have really any emotional investment to any of these characters, this movie's just going to be boring. And I said that it's kind of like watching the finale for a TV show that you don't really like.
Or, yeah.
Or you just, like, you don't care about it. You don't really know what's happening.
And that's the big thing. That's the biggest plus and downfall of this movie is it relies on you of watching 23 other movies.
Which, and I think that if you have some kind of emotional investment to really any of the characters, I don't know how you couldn't like the movie. Because I don't think that it's the worst thing in the world. And I don't think it's a bad movie by really any stretch of the imagination.
No, but as a standalone, it's not even the best Avengers. I felt it was...
No, I think it's the best Avengers.
I think Infinity War was better. Wait.
Oh, that's right. Infinity War. Sorry, I keep fucking that up. No, Infinity War. Infinity War was better. Yeah, it is better. Okay.
Yeah, it just felt like less. The battle at the end felt lackluster.
I think this fucking Infinity War is like such a good movie. I keep forgetting that it even is.
I guess
like,
that's the big thing to me is the big final battle just didn't. To me, it had no impact. There was no.
It was just a spectacle.
There was no threat there. It was just to get them all back together one more time. Mm-hmm. It was a fan service battle that didn't really add to the movie.
It didn't add to the movie, but it was giving people what they wanted. And that's why I always say it. It's like closing the doors on everybody, and that's fine, but I'm not sure that it really was.
It closed the doors on them and just opened them for other people to do the same stuff.
But Kyle, we saw Iron Spider.
Was so and cool. If you tell me for the right amount of money, you're not going to get Chris Hemsworth back, you're wrong. Robert Downey Jr., maybe. I don't think it's the last we've seen of Chris Evans. I wouldn't be surprised if down the road they do a Captain America movie of when he went back.
Yeah, well, that's what's smart about that stuff is that they left a lot of things open to where they could do things.
Because they pretty much say at the end of this movie, the Avengers isn't done.
Yeah.
The Avengers movies will continue.
Oh, yeah.
It's just not the same Avengers that you know.
Mm-hmm.
They will now be led by Falcon and Pepper Potts.
Excited?
No. Excited? Fucking Gwyneth Paltrow. How could anyone with the power to snap away half of the population of the universe leave fucking Gwyneth Paltrow alive?
I don't know why you hate her so much.
Why?
It's just because she bought like 50 lemons.
That's the most monstrous thing Thanos did was he left Pepper Potts walking around on the earth. She puts eggs in her vagina, Lincoln.
What?
She shoves rocks in her vagina.
Why?
Because she's an idiot. I feel like I talk about her jade eggs all the time.
Oh, yes. Okay, I remember.
Yeah,
now.
Come on now.
Okay.
And she's just not a good actress.
So, one of the things I want to talk about real quick before we end the episode, because I didn't get to talk about it the last time, is I read a really interesting article that I want to ask you about and ask your opinion on.
Is it about how Disney is the embodiment of Hydra?
No, but I mean, we pretty much know that. It's about how...
They're going to own us soon.
Has corporate transparency ruined authenticity of emotion in movies? And what the article was kind of it wasn't like for or against it, it was just kind of bringing it up, and I thought it was interesting, about how kind of like the emotional impact from anything that happens in these Marvel movies is greatly lessened because like every 5 years Disney comes out and lays out the next 10 years.
I think we're
through
2023 right now?
Or? Yeah, like they show, here's all the movies, here's like what the movies are going to be about, and there you go.
For me, yes. That's why the Deaths in Infinity War had zero impact to me. Even this, like Black Widow, we know she has a movie next year. But for general audiences, as of recording right now, this thing has made almost $3 billion worldwide.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to say no. I'm going to say no.
Yeah.
That for the majority of audience, no. That doesn't matter. But for me, yeah. It really... It lessens the impact of a death. Like the Spider-Man I was mentioning. He has a movie in 2 months.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't shocked that he came back. Like the guy in our theater was blown away. I couldn't believe Spider-Man was back. Well, no. I mean, there's advertisements for... I'm surprised there wasn't a trailer for his
movie.
For
the Spider-Man movie in it, yeah.
I really wanted a Sonic trailer.
Well, they couldn't...
This.
Yeah. They couldn't do the trailer. Did you see the trailer for Spider-Man?
Yeah.
They can't do it because...
Because it would spoil. Yeah. Yeah, I think it does to me. I wish Marvel would do more like, hey, we have unannounced movies coming out
Well,
within
it's like,
the universe. Like, that would have been great because, well, that could be a new character.
Mm-hmm.
We don't know who it is. And I think that would be better. But knowing that, like, oh, no, it's Guardians 3.
Like, imagine if Star Wars, if they announced, so we're going to have episode, was it 9? Episode 9.
Rise
and then,
of the Skywalker.
And then a year after, it's going to be the Rey movie. And you're like, well, okay, so I guess we're not going to worry about Rey at all.
I think the best example in Star Wars was the prequels.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Anakin's in a dangerous situation. Is it going to make... Yes. Yes, he's going to make it. Yes, Obi-Wan will make it out of this hard-fought battle that he's... Mm-hmm. Like, we know... Where they end up, I think that took a lot of impact out of the prequels.
Yeah.
Because they would put him in these situations like any other movie would be like, oh no, he's in danger.
Or like the last battle between Anakin and Obi-Wan.
We knew how it ended.
Yeah.
Well, it didn't have any impact. And it looked like shit. But it had no, there's no impact there. Yeah, I think that's the biggest downfall of Marvel. That and the fact that Disney fucking owns everything.
Mm-hmm.
When's Twin Peaks going to show up in the Marvel Universe? I think Mulder and Scully are going to make an appearance?
Well, Xenomorphs.
They're
Xenomorphs
all about product placement. That's the only reason Fortnite was in it, because they partnered with them to put Thanos in the fucking game. If you remember that a year ago.
Mm-hmm. I do.
Was it a shocker Fortnite was in this? Did it actually work? Yes.
Yeah. That was fun.
Shocking. I think that'll be hilarious in like a year.
Mm-hmm.
When that does not hold up anymore. I mean, they were there with the dabbing. I mean, who's dabbing nowadays?
Kyle, here's the thing, though.
You love Fortnite.
Why wasn't this as good as Hellboy was, though?
Well, because we still got Dark Phoenix. They didn't want to set the bar too high for greatness. And Dark Phoenix comes out in a month.
You 100% can go fuck yourself.
What about Sonic, though?
Really quick, I want to talk. Fucking horrifying piece of shit I've ever had to see.
I am more saddened though that they're fixing it. I want to see this in its true shit glory.
It's they can't really fix that much of it unless they overhaul completely the 3D graphics.
I was told a conspiracy theory by someone I know.
Oh, that they've personally made it shit
to get people talking about it. I go, but that's not going to get people in seats.
Yeah. It's a weird. It worked for Coca-Cola, but it probably won't work for that.
No, and I don't care what they make Sonic look like. That's a shit trailer.
Oh, it's terrible.
I wasn't even mad about the design until I.
Like, I don't want to see that movie at all.
We're absolutely watching that shit movie.
I don't want to fucking see it at all. God damn it!
Oh, it looks.
I love Sonic so much. I can't do
fucking
this.
Terrible. Was there a way to do a live action Sonic good though?
Yes.
No.
I think there is.
Will Jim Carrey be the best part of the movie?
Yes, of course. I think you could do a live-action Sonic. I just don't think that's the way to do it.
It looks fucking terrible.
Well, Kyle, that's all I got about Infinity War.
Well, that's our last Marvel movie ever. It was Endgame. That was the end. So we will not have another one ever again.
No, Kyle, we're going to have Spider-Man in fucking 2 months.
No. No.
You're not going to watch Spider-Man?
Probably not.
Really?
I didn't watch Homecoming.
But this one, it's Spider-Man.
I didn't watch Homecoming.
Spider-Man.
I'm not a Spider-Man guy.
It flips around. I'm going to see it. I like Spider-Man.
All right, you go fucking watch it.
I'm at that point, I'm just embracing the fact that I'm just
you're a Marvel fanboy now.
I'm now that guy.
Yeah, you are that guy.
That guy. But I'm that guy.
You're that guy. They beat it into you.
They beat it into me. And
it wasn't even by
like,
choice. I don't think they got better.
They beat it into me to where I'm like, oh my God, I love Thor. I can't wait for Spider-Man. And then I put my feet right like this. Man, I can't wait for Spider-Man.
You think if they only released one Marvel Cinematic Universe movie a year, they would be going since before you were born.
Yeah, that's true.
That's fucking crazy.
Whatever, they just keep pumping them out.
They will. Same movie every time. Mm-hmm. Make billions. Disney gets fat.
Blah, 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 blah.
I'm surprised they didn't make a Disney reference.
They
could have, instead of saying, oh, I thought you were a Build-A-Bear, you could have said, oh, I thought you were Winnie the Pooh and your voice actor raped somebody.